welcome once again to Health Tips from Janet. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am a licensed clinical nutritionist. For years, I have been working with individuals to isolate their health issues and make recommendations about the nutrients that would be important to help their recovery. Today, I'm going to be talking about a number of different nutrients, and let's start with vitamin A. It isn't all that common to have a vitamin A deficiency, but when you think about the number of people out there who are dealing with the development of cataracts, when they're concerned about macular degeneration, when they're concerned about developing glaucoma, any number of diagnoses that ultimately result in impaired vision. Vitamin A is a deficiency that can contribute to those developments. It isn't, as I said, very common, but in addition to the health of your eyes, immune function is very, very significant. When there's a little bit of a deficiency of vitamin A, your immune system struggles. And for pennies a day, you can support your immune system in such an efficient way, you will be astonished at how well you get through the cold and flu season. You'll be astonished at how well you're able to navigate a crowded airplane full of coughing, sneezing people. You'd be amazed at how well you can travel without ever succumbing to viruses and bacteria and different little illnesses, different little threats to your immune function. In addition to eyes and immune function, think about your skin. I see so many people every week who are dealing with blemishes, growths, different changes to their skin, unexplained redness. Vitamin A, being a very efficient antioxidant, is so supportive of your skin health. It makes a dramatic difference. So again, if you're dealing with any of these issues, threats to your vision, to your immune system, or obvious outbreaks on your skin, pay attention to your vitamin A intake. Really, really interesting, because years ago when I began doing my nutrition counseling, vitamin A, as true vitamin A, let's say from cod liver oil, was readily available in multiple vitamin formulas. Now, when you look at the vitamin A content in your multi, you have to read that small print. When you look at that vitamin A content, what you will see, vitamin A, and then in parenthesis, as beta carotene. Well, beta carotene is a good source of nutrition, good source of health support. Yes, indeed. However, not everyone efficiently converts beta carotene to vitamin A. So it's possible, even though you're taking significant amounts of vitamin A, or beta carotene rather, even though you're taking beta carotene in your multi or possibly as a separate supplement, maybe you're paying really good attention to your intake of certain orange vegetables, carrots as an example. That beta carotene or that entire carotene complex might not necessarily be converting to true vitamin A. All right, so what do you need to know about this? First of all, take a look at your multivitamin and make sure that there's a combination of beta-carotene and vitamin A. You want to pay attention to your diet, of course. How many people do you know are eating only egg whites? Very, very common that people are avoiding the yolks of eggs. orange content in the yolk of the egg being full of very valuable nutrients, including vitamin A. Not too many people out there are eating liver these days. Whenever I mention it to my nutrition counseling clients, they kind of roll their eyes. 9 out of 10 times they roll their eyes. Every once in a while I do come across someone who is very, very willing to eat liver. Maybe you've been very focused on, no pun intended, maybe you've been really focused on consuming those right kinds of vegetables, sweet potatoes, carrots, squashes, even all of the green vegetables, and certain fruits, mango, the citrus fruits, and those are the things that you really do need to be supporting your diet with. That will give you the vitamin A content to minimize the possibility that you might develop a deficiency. Let's talk about some of the symptoms that you could possibly be experiencing and not even realize these are signs of a vitamin A deficiency. Your immune function is low. Maybe you have difficulty digesting fats. Maybe you're on a statin class drug. Remember that vitamin A is a fat soluble nutrient. And one of the reasons we've seen that change from true vitamin A to beta carotene is the medical community decided that because it's a fat soluble nutrient and potentially being stored in your liver, you had a very great possibility of creating an overabundance. You would be in a situation with too much vitamin A, and that would create its own set of problems. The truth of the matter is, very surely there are people out there suffering from, I would say, a subclinical vitamin A deficiency. You don't have a true deficiency in that there is virtually no vitamin A circulating in your body, but you have a minimal deficiency, something that you really can't 100% point your finger at and say, it's a vitamin A deficiency and that's the problem. Instead, you're dealing with sore throats, you're dealing with colds, you're dealing with difficulties with your digestion, particularly of fatty foods. And one of the very significant issues associated with a vitamin A deficiency, night blindness. How many people might say, I no longer dive at night, I just can't see well enough? Well, support your vitamin A status and you will do very, very well. The next one, something that is, you would think, not a common deficiency at all, I'm talking about vitamin C. One would think it was very, very unusual to be vitamin C deficient, but the truth of the matter is it's very common. It does all kinds of activities within your body, and because it does so much, the requirement for the availability of the vitamin C is very significant. Membrane function, nerve function, muscular contraction, irritability, your ability of blood to clot, activation of digestive enzymes. So you see so much demand for vitamin C. And what might some of the symptoms of deficiency of vitamin C be? Muscle spasms, muscle cramps. Perhaps you're dealing with periodontal disease. Again, I see so many people with dental issues that have originated in periodontal disease. Sometimes depression can be one of the symptoms of vitamin C deficiency. Very interesting, because you would think, oh no, vitamin C deficiency, not all that common. And when you think about depression, how many people are saying, oh, their mood is kind of low, they just don't want to get involved, they're not connecting very well? All very particular signs of depression. Hypertension. How many people out there are dealing with blood pressure issues? Blood pressure issues that lead their physicians to put them on blood pressure lowering drugs, when the matter could be very simply overcome with the right amount of vitamin C. Where are you going to get that vitamin C? Lots and lots and lots of your vegetables and fruits are going to supply the vitamin C. But when you think about how our fruit is grown literally 1,000 miles away from where we live and trucked into our supermarkets, and vitamin C being a very volatile nutrient, it is possible that the levels of vitamin C that might have been present when the food has been harvested are no longer present when you pick it up from your grocery store. Very common that it's no longer present when you have cooked those vegetables. So a recommendation, very, very easy to do, peppers. And when you talk about vitamin C, lots of people think of oranges, grapefruits, lemons, all of that. But the truth of the matter is green, yellow, orange, and red peppers have very, very high levels of vitamin C, plus all the bioflavonoids. Parsley, rosehip, strawberries, tomatoes. So you might think about making sure that all of those foods are very commonly on your plate. Broccoli and Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, those are things that are very often cooked. So yes, indeed, they do have vitamin C content, but by the time they get to your plate and you consume them, my guess is the vitamin C levels are very, very low. So where do we turn? Supplementation. You want to find very high quality vitamin C. Certainly if you are taking a powder, a drink, a chewable, you want to make sure that the vitamin C is combined with bioflavonoids that enhance the absorption of the vitamin C. So all of those are ways that you are really going to support your vitamin C and very possibly reduce the potential for muscle cramps and spasms and possibly hypertension. The relationship is your blood vessels are muscle tissue, and that contraction and relaxation depends in part on vitamin C.